Now we will study the properties of solids, liquids and gases. Before that, we must know few new terms. First, compressibility. If the volume of an object reduces by applying pressure or force, then we will say that the object is compressible, and this property is called compressibility. Mostly solids cannot be compressed, so they are incompressible. But there are few exceptions like sponge, soft toys, cotton pillow. Though they are solids, but can be compressed. Second property is fluidity. Any substance that flows is a fluid, and this property is called fluidity. Third, melting point. It is the temperature at which a substance changes from solid to liquid. Fourth point, boiling point. It is the temperature at which a substance changes from liquid to gas. Fifth, diffusion. Diffusion happens in liquids and gases because their particles move randomly from place to place. Thus, diffusion is the movement of a substance from an area of high concentration to an area of low concentration. Let me give you an example. If you spray perfume in one corner of the room, the whole room smells nice. This is due to diffusion. Open page number 12. Various properties of solids, liquids and gases are given. Solids. Some solids are rigid and incompressible. Solids have fixed shape and definite volume. Solids have their melting and boiling point above room temperature. Next, liquids. Liquids are almost incompressible but less incompressible than solids. So, liquids have fixed volume but no fixed shape. Liquids flow from higher to lower level. Liquids have their melting point below room temperature and boiling point above room temperature under normal condition. Gases. Gases are highly compressible. Gases have no fixed volume and shape. Gases can diffuse into each other rapidly. Gases have their melting and boiling point both below the room temperature. Now, look at the table 1.1 on page 13. You have to learn this table and also check the assignments given in MS Word document.